We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to the Nick Cale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, hour number two of the Nick Cale Show here on a Saturday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. Congratulations, Washington Nationals, picking up Kyle Schwarber. Congrats to the Mets on their acquisition a day or two ago. It's not going to matter. It's still the Braves' division to lose. We'll get to plenty of baseball coming up in the following shows in the next couple of weeks. But right now, knee-deep in football as we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in our man Harry Douglas, former Falcons wide receiver and, of course, host right here on 92.9 The Game. Mr. Douglas, how are you?
What's good with you, Nick?
I'm good, man. You ready to bring that fire for like the next 8 to 10 minutes?
Hey, I was told if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Exactly right. All right, so let's start on the GM and the head coaching search right now. It kind of feels like, you know, they're going through the process. Kind of a gut feeling tells me I think Rick Smith is going to be the guy to get the GM job, the former Texan GM. Head coaching search, obviously there's guys still in the playoffs. From a GM head coaching perspective, do you have a top target for each vacancy, and who are they?
I'll say one thing I can say about the general manager candidates is that this is a field that I don't think you can go wrong, right? It's just so many guys who have the credentials to become a GM and be a GM and have been a GM to the point to where you can take your pick of the litter and literally the organization will be okay. Now, when you look at head coaching wise, now I feel like from a head coaching standpoint that they need somebody in here that's going to bring that toughness from all three phases of the game, that's offensively, defensively, and special teams, and do it on a consistent basis. Speak it every day. Speak it into existence. Write it on the board so guys are seeing it every day, all the time. Just because when you look at especially the offensive side of the ball, I think that's one of the things that they lacked last year. It was a little too much finesse going on, and when push came to shove and you just needed the old line to be tougher, the tight ends to be tougher, everybody just to be tougher, you didn't see that from the Falcons from an offensive standpoint. Now, the defense actually came on late when Raheem took over as a head coach and Coach Ubrick was the defensive coordinator. So we've seen the defense make so many strides to the point, but the defense was balling out, but the offense had lapses. And then you've seen the last game of the year, the offense found their rhythm and the defense figured out that, okay, this game we're not going to make it work. So I just think all in all, they need a guy in there who was a leader of men, who is going to demand excellence, who's going to set the standard, who has the pedigree, and you have a ton of head coaching candidates that have the pedigree. You have Arthur Smith, you have Brian Dable, you have Eric Bieniemy, you have Robert Saleh. You have so many guys that can become head coaches that are doing so many great things at the programs, organizations that they are right now.
You know what's interesting, and you mentioned Robert Saleh, and I brought him up last segment. He's a guy, if they don't go offense, if they don't go Bieniemy, Dable, or Smith, give me Robert Saleh over a Joe Brady, over a Nathaniel Hackett. And I watch a handful of these Niner games and have the Red Zone channel on, and I know that's not the most in-depth way to analyze a guy, but man, I watch him on the sideline. He is as intense as it gets. Like I think he could go out in the field and sack a quarterback right now. He's that kind of an imposing dude. If they go that avenue, do they need to then pair him with a young offensive mind? Like, is that a must?
Nick, I'll say this first, because you spoke about the energy of Robert Saleh. It's infectious. When players see guys like that, they feed off of that. I was that type of player the Energizer Bunny. So when you have a coach like that, I had a coach like that, Sean Jefferson, who was a wide receiver coach for the Jets the last few years. But he was like that. He coached Calvin Johnson for a long time in Detroit. And you feed off that energy because every day, it's no secret, right? People just think every day you go to the complex that you just want to be there. It's not like that. It's just like work because you're doing the same thing over and over again. So you need that motivating factor on some days. You need that guy who has that higher energy. You need that guy who's going to push you in the back and tell you it's going to be okay, you can get through it. And just watching him on the sideline, and especially in San Fran, they had so many injuries this year, especially on the defensive side of the ball as well. And they still was in contention to make the playoffs late in the year. So a guy like that, listen, he's high in my book, and I know players respect him 100%.
Harry Douglas, former Falcons wide receiver.
But host I gotta answer the other question, Nick.
Okay.
So yes, I do feel like a young offensive coordinator needs to come up, and not necessarily have to be young though. Just a guy who's an innovator, who can create things, who can get this offense afloat. Because coming into the year, for just about every starter to be a first rounder. Myself, the fans, the entire NFL had high hopes for the Atlanta Falcons offense, and to see them not put in week in and week out like that with the firepower that they actually do have on offense, and to see these other teams who have these young innovators as their coach perform week in and week out, it leaves a question in your head, should we go young? But I think the right guy is more the fit for it in Atlanta.
No question about it. Harry Douglas joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So it's mock draft season. Todd McShay puts out his first mock. He's got the Falcons going Zach Wilson, the quarterback from BYU, at number 4. Justin Fields falls to 15, which I can't see happening. And oh, by the way, at 15, the New England Patriots are sitting there. So if you can imagine Bill Belichick with Justin Fields, I mean, I just it makes me want to throw up. Like, okay, here comes another 15-year dynasty. But I like Zach Wilson a lot, but I don't know how this franchise passes on Justin Fields at 4. I think what you saw against Clemson was a man on a mission, and we see these young quarterbacks in the NFL nowadays. The learning curve is not as steep as it used to be. Athleticism is paramount. I mean, Harry, I'll tell you right now, I think if the Falcons pass on Justin Fields, they'll regret it for 15 years.
Well, I'll say this. If they do not trade back with the 4th pick and get more draft picks, if Justin Fields is there at number 4, in my eyes, you have to take him over Zach Wilson, because when you look at the competition factor, right, Justin Fields plays in the Big Ten. You see teams throughout the last few years in the Big Ten that's in the top 15 rankings, college football rankings, year in and year out. And you see him go up against these guys and perform. You see what he just did to Clemson and Trevor Lawrence. He went up against a guy who's probably going to be the first pick in the draft this year, and played, I think, the best game he's actually played in his college career.
Yeah.
So I just don't see how you can pass on Justin Fields. And I played there in Atlanta, and I grew up in Atlanta. Justin Fields is from Atlanta. You know what I mean? So I don't think you can pass up on a hometown guy who's played at a major university and has performed at the level he's performed at. And he has an opportunity to win a national championship. Now, especially if he goes out on Monday and finish everything off with a bang, even if they don't win the game, if he has a good game, I just don't see how any team, not just the Falcons, I don't see how any team can pick Zach Wilson ahead of Justin Fields. I don't see that.
Speaking of quarterbacks playing at absurdly high levels, this could be the end of an era for Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Brady, Roethlisberger, all of which are in action this weekend, guys that you played with when you were active in the league. Are we looking at the end of the road for these guys and a changing of the guard from the elder statesman to, you know, really a new age of the position?
I'll say, I think out of all of those guys, I think Drew Brees, number one, might be in his last year. And lucky enough, I'm thankful enough he gave me his game jersey when he broke a record against us one day. So I have his jersey hanging up in my basement sign. So if it is the last year for Drew Brees, I wish him nothing but success. But he's the model that young guys, you know, want to probably just do the things that he did, man. He's a pro's pro. He does the right thing. He puts the time in. You watch him when he's going through walkthroughs, right? You go through walkthroughs, and he's still going through his progressions. like he's in an actual game. That's how you become not good but become great. That's how you separate yourself from just being an average Joe in this league. And Drew Brees has been that model for so many guys. And I think right now, Jameis Winston, there's nobody that he can be playing behind right now than better than Drew Brees, so he can learn from and just learn how to be a pro's pro within this game. Phillip Rivers, I don't know. It depends on Phillip how he's feeling. But it might be the end of the road for him as well. Big Ben, I think Big Ben got some more time. I think Big Ben wants to go out with the bang. Now, if Big Ben makes it to a Super Bowl and win it, he might go out on a limb on that. But if he doesn't, I think Big Ben has another year or two left.
All right, final one for you. Harry Douglas is with us. I believe you and I did a show the day after Juju Smith-Schuster did his 50-yard line pregame TikTok dance, and then the Bengals lit him up on Monday Night Football. Now he's back in the news again, kind of downplaying and trash-talking the Browns, saying, yeah, they got a couple of talented dudes, but they're largely a roster full of nobodies. Has this guy not learned his lesson? Man, what's up with these wide receivers? Do they never figure it out? I feel like they just gave the Browns a little added juice.
See, Nick, see, let me give Juju a little vet lesson. See, I never talk junk on Twitter or to the media. Everything I had to say to you, I'm going to say to you on the football field. And, yep. And if you wanted to come see me after, then it was what it was. But I'm not going to say anything to the media. I'm not going to tweet anything. I'm not going to any of that. Whatever I got to say to you, I'm going to say to you on the field. How I feel about you as a man and as a player, that's exactly how I'm gonna treat you on the football field, and I'm going to tell you that on the football field as well.
Harry Douglas never minces words. Former Falcons wide receiver, and of course, all over Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you for a couple of minutes on a Saturday, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year, you too, Nick. Can't wait till we do a show again, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.